Well, the U.S. says there's no evidence right now that an American woman held hostage in Syria was killed in a coalition-led airstrike.
Now with KSL's top national stories this hour, here's Mary Ellen Geist live at the KSL National News Desk.
The State Department says there are no photos, no proof, but ISIS announced today those airstrikes led by Jordan killed an American woman who'd been held hostage since August of 2013. National Security Advisor Susan Rice says the administration is very concerned about these reports, but she talked today about why the U.S. has not made any deals with ISIS.
When you make concessions and pay ransom, you're only generating greater incentive for additional acts of hostage taking.
U.S. officials are wondering how those militants could know it was a Jordanian plane that carried out that airstrike. Now, that woman is identified now as Kayla Jean Mueller from Prescott, Arizona. She was kidnapped as she left a Doctors Without Borders office. At one point, her kidnappers did try to get $6 million to set her free. Paul Eihander at KTAR in Phoenix.
She'd been one of these people that wanted to, you know, serve the greater good. And had gone to Syria to help, you know, kids and families and in refugee camps.
Kayla is 26 years old. Live from the KSL National News Desk, I'm Mary Ellen Geist, KSL News Radio.